Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, those that give life meaning.
Bohemian Halls in Kansas. I've grown up hearing America called the melting pot of the world. If you spend time traveling Kansas, then you understand the Sunflower State is the biggest bubble in that boiling mess. In a few hours' time, travelers can visit Lebanon, Denmark, Norway, and Cuba. During that journey, drivers can drop south to Glasgow, named for Glasgow, Scotland. Kansas is a state of many cultures, evidenced not only by town names, but also by buildings designed to honor old country customs. It's interesting to cruise our state checking out churches, schools, barns, old homes, and main streets of ethnic communities. It doesn't take long to realize our ancestors brought their building styles from their homelands and recreated them in a region with little moisture and few trees. One of my favorite discoveries includes local Bohemian Halls. Once I spot one, I think immediately of either my favorite American writer, Willa Cather, or of North Dakota singer Chuck Suki and his tales of transplanted Bohemian culture. For years, I thought Wilson, Kansas area was the main destination for immigrant Czechs. Since then, I've discovered that Bohemians settled many regions in our state. One is Cuba, Kansas, off Highway 36. It has a wonderful ethnic hall where families gathered on Friday or Saturday nights to socialize and dance. It would have been a place to speak and hear a longed-for native language, evidenced by the words written above the entry in the old language. Not only is Cuba home to this Czechoslovakian National Hall, it also has a Czechoslovakian National Cemetery with tombstones inscribed in that language. A short distance south, sightseers can find another such site on a countryside near Delphos. Again, the closest town's name misleads one to think of the Aegean, not Czech culture. Despite the confusing designation, this area welcomed many Bohemian settlers who cooperatively built this structure for common use. Current residents maintain the building and grounds, continuing a long-standing tradition for surrounding communities. Bull City Cafe in Alton is close enough to visit in the same day. What does that have to do with Bohemian Halls, you ask? In a former incarnation, the building was a Czech cultural center near Claudel. At some point, townspeople moved this edifice into Alton to serve as a local cafe. Once inside, you can view a Czech exhibit that explains the structure's history. In addition, current operators have kept the old stage in place so diners can see where musicians of old would have stood to play and sing native music. These are only a few of the Bohemian communities in our state. Interested folks can spend the rest of their lives cruising blue highways. Along the way, they'll discover scores of tiny towns settled by people who brought their culture and their halls to a new country. If walls could talk in these old buildings, I wouldn't understand a word. I would, however, recognize festive rhythms of polkas and other folk dances and the shushings all mothers use to soothe tired little ones. After decades of teaching high school, I'd also quickly identify the laughter of flirting couples. Some forms of communication are universal. I hope these small towns find resources to preserve these remnants of their not-so-distant past. Such structures tell part of the story of dreamers who came to our state seeking a good life on the prairie. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and voiced by Karen Madoran, produced by Cindy Talley. More Prairie Tales online at hppr.org.